What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? I hope you guys are doing super, super well today. I'm doing great. I'm coming at you live from vacation. Okay, it's not live when you're listening to it, but it's live while I'm recording it. I told you guys I was going to record while I was here, and I'm coming through on the promise. France won the World Cup today. It's a bummer. Whatever. They're a bunch of punks. I went to church, okay? And it was a bit of a vab. Not bad. And you guys know that that's not my thing. But it wasn't bad. All right? We'll get into that. We'll get into more vacation shit. And we'll get into the UFC drama with Brendan Schaub and Dana White. Let's get it.
Strip club, good girls, they be in church. Always wonder why my grandmother try to get me to go to church. Please, Lord, forgive me. I'm about to take niggas to church. Christian Louboutins, they're my best friend. I'm about to put these bitches to the test.
What's up, guys? How you doing? We just ordered some pizza. We had downtime. So, I'm coming at you guys hot. Okay? Coming at you hot. We're going to change it up, I think. We're going to play a song from now on instead of at the beginning. We're going to play the song of the podcast of what goes in to the topics we'll be talking about. Or we'll do it like, if it's not geared around the topics, it'll just be a song I'm feeling at that time, and then you guys can enjoy it with me. And if it's just a song that doesn't make any sense, I'll tell you what it is, and I'll tell you why I'm vabbing to it. First things first, this Dana White, Brendan Schaub social media feud is incredible, and I can't stop being involved in it. I'm not really involved in it. I wish I was. So how this happened was Stylebender posted, he posted a video of Brendan Schaub from his podcast / TV show Below the Belt. It's on Showtime. Talking about, elite strikers and sometimes how they come up short. And Stylebender thought he was talking about him. Really, he was talking about Gokhan Saki. Let me see if I could find Stylebender on here, and I'll just play the clip that he shared. Okay, so here's the clip that he shared.
Stylebender. Watch the Twitch.
Not that clip. My bad. Oh, here's the clip.
I think everyone's all high and mighty on these guys who come from, you know, kickboxing and boxing background. When they come over to the UFC, they expect them to be these elite strikers. The distance, the combos, the head movement, the number of variables, it's a completely different game. So to me, that never translates. It doesn't. They'd have spent so much time on...
So... That was a video he posted. And it just like, I don't know why he just heard him wrong is basically all that happened. And then Dana White commented on this post and, Dana White said, "Such a fucking tool. What the fuck does this idiot know about the sport or the business? At Stylebender, for you to be listening to one word from this all caps moron is a waste of your time. Guy went 6-5 in the UFC. The only thing he could teach you is how to get KO'd. Tune idiots like this out." And then Brandon Schaub commented on that and said, whoa, look who got a break from folding Ronda's laundry to jump on Instagram. Bravo, sir. He's right, Stylebender. What do I know? What do I know? Listen to a bald fat guy who has never done a fight in his life do that crying emoji. Then he said, how's he success? Dana White commented again saying, how's he successful? As soon as Rogan stops carrying him, he'll disappear. Then Brennan Schaub posted on his Instagram and said, this is hilarious. Yes, Joe Rogan is one of my best friends and has played a significant role in my post-fight career. No doubt. You're right about that. 2 TV shows, sold out worldwide comedy tour, 2 successful podcasts, and just booked my first major movie. Super grateful. However, if it weren't for the Fertittas loaning your ass millions of dollars to invest in an idea that wasn't yours from the start, you wouldn't be shit. How does it feel to know that once the real businessmen brains left, the UFC has been a shell of itself with you at the forefront, which is all true, by the way. You've tried it all. CM Punk experiment, begging Brock to come back, and praying at night for a Connor text. Tough job to do without Lorenzo holding your hand, making sure you don't mess it all up. Can't feel good. You'd be a cardio kickboxing coach in Boston in your late 40s, hoping to grab a ticket to my stand-up front row if Lorenzo Fertitta didn't save your ass. Also, this is no way Eskimo brothers should be talking to one another. Last warning, the shh emoji. So, he addressed basically everything that Dana was saying to him about him. And then for him to pull the CM Punk experiment, begging Brock to come back and praying for a Connor text. Wow. And then the icing on the cake. Also, this is no way Eskimo brothers should talk to one another. So, I mean, everybody knows Brennan fucked Ronda. So is that a shot saying that Dana fucked Ronda? Last warning? So obviously Brennan has more shit that he could air out, which is bad news for Dana. Anyway, I think it's super entertaining, and I hope that more shit pops off. Because that is more entertaining to me than Drake and Pusha T. I can't relate to those guys. I mean, I can't really relate to Brennan Schaub and Dana White, super successful guys. But I follow the sport, so, you know, kind of get what's going on there a little bit more. So last night, me and Jenna were driving back from... So we're on vacation, right? We're driving back from dinner. And kind of felt like we ran something over. Not even that. It felt like... It just felt weird. Like something happened in the car. You know how sometimes you hit a bump weird? Well, about 30 seconds after that, her tire pressure comes on. Jenna got a flat. So we had to get her car towed, had to get work done to it. But guess what? Vacation vibes are still going on. Because what happens when you're on vacation, when something gets you down, you just pick yourself back up because you're on vacation. Like I said in the beginning of this, I went to church today. And if you've listened to any of my podcasts, you know that's not really my thing. But this church was a little bit of a vibe. It was not bad at all. Like I did not have the highest hopes, but it was not bad at all. It was actually a little bit enjoyable. Talking about church.
Oh, someone decided to do a little podcast without the Jensters, huh?
Uh-oh, she's referring to herself in the third person, guys.
That's when you know I'm pissed.
That's how we know she's pissed. I was
what are you talking about?
Talked about Brendan Schaub and Dana White, and then talked about your flat tire.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. And then I'll just talk about church.
What'd you say about church?
That it was a little bit, at least, like, they have a band there, first of all. It was like those lit black churches, but for a bunch of white people is what it was. Like, instead of, like, the lady preaching, singing, it was, like, a rock band.
But did you like it, though?
I said it was a bit of a vibe. The only thing...
Wait, you say negatives?
No, not yet. The only, like, negative part, because, you know, this is a truthful podcast. I give you my opinions.
Okay.
There was, like... Well, first off, I don't understand, and this isn't me being, like, rude... But I don't understand
that's
if people.
Like saying, no offense.
No, because it's like I really don't know. It's real ignorance. If like people actually believe the stories in the Bible, or if it's more of like some kind of metaphor or something. Because I know, like in the.
They're metaphors.
In the Torah, I think it is.
Okay.
A lot of it, like they talk about like dragons and shit. In the Torah, it's a lot of metaphors, but I don't know if that's what, like, the Bible is or not, so I don't know. Jenna stormed out, she got mad at me when I talk about religion, when I don't know shit, but whatever, what are you gonna do, you know? So... Yeah, I don't know about that, and like the other weird thing about like churches is they focus a lot on little kids. Not in a creepy way at all, but in a way like you're just reeling the little kids in, like forming their brains instead of letting them figure shit out on their own. I'm not like the biggest fan of that. I don't hate on it. If that's, like, what you think is right, I guess you could, like, take your kids to that. I want to let my kids figure their shit out on their own, you know? That's all. But, yeah, other than that, it wasn't bad. Not at all. Everybody is super happy, by the way. And it's a lot of younger people. It's not a older crowd. Although, I do think if... the pastor was like, hey, drink this Kool-Aid, about half of the people would, which is weird. But I think that's just, like, the extremes, you know? That's the extremes of certain things, right? Extreme sports fans are the same way. Like, oh, yeah, if you drink this Kool-Aid, your team will win it all. That's kind of what it was. But, yeah, this place was pretty enjoyable. Like, I would go to it again is what I'm saying. Except the one thing that, like, I don't understand is, like, I think more than once they made comments about, like, donating, right? And then I looked up, like, how much pastors make. Dude, the average pastor makes $95,000. And it's hard for me to put faith into something that has that much money behind it. If that makes sense. Like, I have faith in something. I don't want to get too religious on here. I have faith in something, but I don't know what it is. I don't want to put all my eggs in one basket. And I don't want it to feel like I'm paying for something like that, if that makes sense. If it was donate and, like, everything, like, all the donations went to the church and, like, fun things, I'd be totally fine with that. But when you find out that guy makes that much money... it kind of just gives it, like, a businessy vibe, and I don't like that. But, like I said, I would go again. I'm not going to donate. Half of that is probably because I'm broke, you know? We went into, I think it's called Arley Gardens or Airly Gardens. Dude, if you are ever in, I think that was Wilmington. It was either Wilmington or I don't know, but it's like $10, but it is so pretty there and so peaceful, and it's hard to really care about any kind of bullshit that you think is going on in your life when you're in a place that's like just beautiful. Tons of like huge trees, a little pier where you could walk out onto like the river. They had like a butterfly garden. Hashtag full team all bitch, obviously. They had like a bunch of cool fountains in there with like real dope artwork and shit. I'll post some pictures on my Instagram I took. They had it's called like the Bottle Chapel, and it's a little building that they made out of all like old bottles. Just fucking cool. I don't know, man. I like that weird shit. And each little section, so like the fountains, the butterfly garden, they all have a custom hand-painted gnome, which is also kind of cool. It was just pretty. It was cool. It was peaceful. It was 100% vab. 100% vab. Yeah, dude, we're having fun on vacay. We are. I've been shredding, dude. I'm a shredder. Okay, when I get out into the ocean, I do two things: look like a snack and shred. Those are the only things I know how to do in this life: look like a snack and shred. I've drank so much coffee, by the way, since we've been here. I think at least one a day. But, like, Americanos. You know, if you're not getting espresso, you're losing. We've been getting some dope food. I'll start taking some pictures of food if you guys want to. Like, I don't know. I just feel like I'm not picture of my food guy. I'm going to go shopping again. The whole flat tire situation just really set us back, which sucked. But we'll get back into it. We'll do some more shit. I think we're going to be doing some fun shit, so I'll have some good experiences for the next podcast. Yeah, we've been kind of just chilling lately. That's why I just wanted to do a podcast today, a quick one, because of the that UFC news. But we're going to be doing, I'll get her onto a podcast and we'll talk about some shit. Yeah, I think we're going to go to like this real sketchy zoo. So stay tuned for that. Yeah, I don't know. I just wanted to put something out for you guys. And until next time. Peace. I know you're gonna dig this. Pump up the volume, 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 pump up the volume.